Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I'm your host, Kevin Long, bringing you inspiring stories and practical advice from the 15 years of helping business professionals start, build or grow their companies by writing and leveraging a book. Each week, we're going to be exploring the world of leaving the corporate rot and transforming into successful entrepreneurs, making a significant impact in the world of business. So if you're feeling boxed in by your 9-to-5 and dreaming of entrepreneurial freedom, you're in the right place. So let's dive in. Good morning and welcome back to Corporate Crossover Bound for Success, where we transform insights into action and aspirations into achievements. I'm Kevin Long and today we're diving into a powerful strategy for business growth that might not be on your radar yet, writing your own business book. Now this episode is designed to motivate business professionals to consider authoring their own book, not just as a means of sharing knowledge, but as a strategic tool for growing their business, enhancing their market position, and securing their legacy in the industry. Far from just a vanity project, a well-crafted business book can be a pivotal tool in your company's expansion toolkit. Let's break down how authoring a book can elevate your business, attract new clients, and establish you as a leader in your field. At first glance, writing a book may seem like a hefty side project rather than a strategic business move. However, in today's content-driven world, a book is not just a source of information, but it's a multifaceted tool capable of boosting your business's visibility, credibility, and market reach. Okay, so the cornerstone of using a business book as a tool is the instant authority that it grants. And, you know, the expert status that it gives you, publishing a book in your area of expertise, sets you apart as an authority figure in your industry. This perceived expertise attracts clients, partnerships, and often many times speaking opportunities. And it gives you an enhanced reputation. You know, the book acts as an extended business card, and it's a profound demonstration of your knowledge and commitment to your field. A business book can supercharge your marketing efforts in several ways. The main one is lead generation. Now, using your book as a lead magnet can attract higher quality leads. Offering, you know, for instance, a chapter can entice potential clients to provide their contact information when you're building a list. And this is something you really should do in whatever business you're in. Your book is a content reservoir that can be repurposed across platforms. As I've already said, you know, chapters can be transformed into blog posts, articles, podcasts, and even online courses, each driving attention back to your business. And your book can directly and indirectly boost your sales and enhance your networking opportunities, especially in the back-end sales. Now, while the book itself can generate revenue, its real value is in the back-end sales it promotes, services, products, or consultations that the book pitches indirectly. And our system does that perfectly. We've got, you know, a highly successful system that's worked for the last 16 years. So your book can also open doors to new business relationships. It's often a conversation starter with potential partners or even a tool to deepen existing client, you know, relationships by providing them added value. One of the most significant impacts of a business book is the establishment of thought leadership. And this is like feedback from my clients and, you know, over the years. By addressing current trends, challenges, and innovations in your book, you position your business at the forefront of the industry, you know, turning you into a business leader. But as educational leadership, providing valuable, actionable advice in your book sets you up as an educator in your field and not just a participant. Long-term benefits. Writing a business book offers long-term advantages that extend beyond immediate sales or visibility. A well-written book remains relevant and can continue to attract new clients and opportunities for years to come. It really is an evergreen tool. And then the main thing which, you know, many people want, certainly consultants, is leaving a legacy. Your book is a part of your professional legacy. It cements your contributions to your field. You know, this is the little bit in the show where I always, you know, give a real world success stories. Now, you know, if you think of Matt, who published a book on innovative real estate strategies, not only did the book become a bestseller, but it also led to increased consultancy requests, speaking engagements, and even a series of workshops hosted by major industry players. It's an amazing tool when you use it correctly, and that's what I say, you have to differentiate. It's not just a book that you read, it's a book that you do as well as read. So, are you excited about writing your book yet? You start by identifying the unique perspectives that it can offer. Outline your chapters around these insights and consider hiring professionals to ensure your book is polished and professional. We offer this as a whole service. You know, if anybody's interested in writing their own book, just drop me a line, give me a shout on here or go to my website. In conclusion, your book is a business multiplier. Remember that your business book is more than just pages between two covers. It's a strategic asset and is capable of opening doors, enhancing credibility, and driving growth. Now it's time to take your expertise from the boardroom to the printing press. So I just want to say thank you for tuning in to Corporate Crossover Bound for Success. Ready to turn your knowledge into your next business accelerator? Start drafting that book and transform your business landscape. So until next Saturday, keep pushing boundaries and breaking new ground. Love and light. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I want to thank you for joining us on this journey towards entrepreneurial independence. And remember, it's your determination and drive that will make you bound for success. So you never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favourite platform. And for more resources and to connect with us, visit our website at babystepspublishing.com. And if you want to grab a copy of my latest book, just go to linktree.com/thekindleking. Until next time, keep crossing over and keep growing. I'm Kevin Long, signing off.